In NFL news, tight end Tony Moyaki has been removed from the Kansas City Chiefs physically unable to perform list, and he participated in their morning walkthrough yesterday. The second-year player out of Iowa ran some routes for the first time since he was placed on the PUP list at the beginning of training camp. The Chiefs have not said what was wrong with Moyaki, but he spent more than a week watching from the sidelines at Missouri Western State University. Moyaki caught 47 passes for 556 yards and 3 touchdowns in his rookie season. Wide receiver Jonathan Baldwin, the Chiefs' first-round draft pick, did some light running on Monday. He had not practiced since last Thursday's walkthrough. Defensive end Glenn Dorsey sat out for the third straight day since he was carted off the practice field last Thursday with an undisclosed injury. Well, Todd Haley remembers watching Kelly Gregg stuff the Kansas City Chiefs' vaunted rush attack, and he has vivid memories of punishing fullback LaRon McClain clearing the way for Ray Rice. So when both of those players became available during free agency, the Kansas City head coach was on board with signing them. And now, just a few short months after helping the Baltimore Ravens eliminate the Chiefs from the playoffs, the veteran duo is being counted on to help them get back. McClain, a two-time Pro Bowl fullback, says he's coming in to do anything he can to help the team win. And that's precisely the attitude that Haley expects from the newcomers. In other NFL news, the Denver Broncos have released their depth chart in advance of their preseason opener at Dallas this week, and quarterback Tim Tebow is listed as Kyle Orton's backup. Tebow has been in more of a contest with Brady Quinn for the number two job than he has with Orton for the starter's role. Wide receiver DeSean Jackson has ended his holdout and reported to Philadelphia's training camp. A two-time Pro Bowl pick, Jackson wants a new contract. He's slated to earn $565,000 this season, the final one of his four-year rookie deal. The Baltimore Ravens have agreed to terms with veteran running back Ricky Williams, pending a physical. The 34-year-old played with Miami last season and has 9,569 career rushing yards and 68 touchdowns. He also has 325 receptions for an additional 2,523 yards and 8 TDs. He'll be a backup to Ray Rice in Baltimore. The New England Patriots have signed free agent defensive ends Sean Ellis and Andre Carter. Ellis is a two-time Pro Bowl selection who's played 11 years for the New York Jets. Carter has played 10 seasons with the San Francisco 49ers and the Washington Redskins. Both are former first-round draft picks. A person with knowledge of the negotiation says the San Francisco 49ers have agreed to terms on a one-year contract to bring back free agent safety Deshaun Goldson. He played his first four NFL seasons with the 49ers, finishing with 80 tackles, one sack, and an interception in 2010. Rookie running back Michael LeShore of the Detroit Lions is done for the season. He tore his left Achilles tendon. Colts coach Jim Caldwell says linebacker Ernie Sims is expected to miss a couple of weeks after having an appendectomy. Cleveland Browns wide receiver Mohamed Massaquoi has an injured bone in his left leg. Coach Pat Shurmur did not divulge any details of what the problem is. Arizona Cardinals safety Adrian Wilson has a torn right biceps tendon, and he'll try to rehabilitate the injury to avoid surgery. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff of the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now if you live in one of the 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of two full-service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
In Major League Baseball news, the Pittsburgh Pirates' midsummer nightmare is over. Charlie Morton and Jose Veras combined on a six-hitter as the Pirates snapped a 10-game losing streak with a 5-0 win over the slumping San Francisco Giants. Ryan Ludwig hit a pair of RBI singles. Garrett Jones doubled among his four hits and scored twice to help back Morton, who's 9-6 overall but improved to 6-2 on the road this season. The Pirates battered Giants all-star Ryan Vogelsong, who fell to 9-2. The reigning World Series champion Giants are mired in their own funk of late as they've lost 9 of 11. Elsewhere in the National League, Roy Halladay won his National League leading 15th game by pitching the Philadelphia Phillies to a 5-3 win over the LA Dodgers. Halladay went 6 1/3 innings, allowing 9 hits but just one run, as he's now 15-4. Lucas Duda's two-run single capped a three-run ninth against All-Star closer Heath Bell, and the banged-up New York Mets rallied past the San Diego Padres 9-8. Dan Uggla extended his hitting streak to 29 games, and Alex Gonzalez hit a three-run homer to help the Atlanta Braves beat the slumping Florida Marlins 8-5. Carlos Gonzalez, two-run homer, Colorado's fourth overall, broke an eighth-inning tie and sent the Rockies to a 10-7 win over the Cincinnati Reds in a game that featured a long rain delay and seven home runs. Houston jumped on Atlanta with seven runs in the first two innings as they beat the D-backs 9-1 last night. And Washington at Chicago was rained out at Wrigley Field. That game will be made up on Thursday afternoon. In the American League, David Ortiz had a big night against his former team in Minnesota as Big Poppy had four hits and three RBIs and delivered the go-ahead single with two outs in the ninth inning in Boston's 8-6 victory. The ex-twin hit a two-run homer in the sixth and finished a triple shy of the cycle. A.J. Pierzynski homered and drove in three runs. Alex Rios singled in the go-ahead run in the eighth inning as the Chicago White Sox beat the Baltimore Orioles 7-6. It's their fourth straight victory. Texas smacked Seattle 9-2 as Matt Harrison pitched seven strong innings for his career-high 10th victory. And Casey Kochman led off the ninth inning with a home run to lift the Tampa Bay Rays to a 2-1 win over the Kansas City Royals. In Pacific Coast League baseball yesterday, it was Omaha beating Fresno 4-2, Iowa defeating Sacramento by a score of 8-0. And in basketball news, LeBron James says he is so optimistic that the coming NBA season will be played that he is not considering any possible international options, except, of course, for the 2012 Olympics. In an interview with the Associated Press, James says he's committed to helping the United States defend its gold medal at next summer's London Games. James has been working in Houston with Hakeem Olajuwon this offseason, and he insists that he will be even better this coming season for the Miami Heat, who lost in the NBA Finals. James was in his hometown Monday to open Wheels for Education, a program with State Farm to provide more than 300 third graders from Akron Public Schools the academic tools that they need. That program will follow those kids through high school. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union, located at 200 Maple Street in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.